The Florida Family Policy Council, a lobbying organization with a socially conservative bent, hosted the debate at Florida State University's Turnbull Center. Candidates took on issues like firearm restrictions, Obamacare, and bucking leadership in Congress. But generally speaking, the nominees took positions in agreement with one another. On the topic of the minimum wage, small business owner and former cop Jeff Moran offered a brief demonstration.
Let's do a poll in here. How many of us have ever worked for minimum wage?
Nearly every hand in the room went up, but they all went down after his second question.
How many of us are still doing it? It's not supposed to be a living wage.
So-called bathroom bills have become a recent flashpoint for the GOP. North Carolina legislation forcing people to use the restroom of the sex they were assigned at birth has raised the ire of the Department of Justice, but support among many Republicans. Former federal prosecutor Ken Sakaya teed off on the issue.
If you have a sex stereotype that you want to be like that day, you just simply are that. You identify with that, and that gives you the right to walk into a woman's restroom, and we're the odd ones here. We're the goofballs and the people who are being mistreated, are mistreating them.
But a more perennial topic is abortion, and Rick Scott administration attorney Mary Thomas is unequivocal on the issue.
And when we're dealing with cases such as rape or incest, a horrific crime has been committed against a woman, and the person who committed that crime must be prosecuted to the full extent of the law and punished. But we cannot allow an innocent baby's life to be taken to pay for the crimes of another.
But Panama City surgeon Neil Dunn doesn't take quite so hard a stance.
I do think that there's room in our laws to recognize some special cases where the mother's life is at stake, truly at stake, and in cases of rape and incest. Otherwise, I see no exceptions.
At the close of the evening, organizers held a straw poll. Sakaya won the competition rather handily with 42%. Despite carrying the most endorsements, Dunn came in third, narrowly beaten by Thomas. Moran was a distant fourth. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.